Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Cantaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Wade Gershner with you, broadcasting live from the 3A State Baseball Tournament here at Kansas State University, home of the K-State Wildcats, of course, but home to this state baseball tournament at Toyton Family Stadium. And two familiar foes will kick things off in this two-day tournament. They're very familiar with one another. This will be the third meeting of the season between the number one seed, Jeff West Tigers, coming in with a record of 26-2, and the eighth seed, the Sabetha Blue Jays, 16-12. These two teams split a doubleheader in Sabetha back on April 29th. Jeff West has only two losses, and that was their first loss of the year after starting 17-0. And then, coming up after this one on 96.9 The Pulse, our sister station will have the four seed Silver Lake tangling with the five seed Heston. And then later this afternoon, Humboldt will take on Russell Victoria. Humboldt, the two seed, Wichita Trinity Academy, a three, will play at 5:45 against six seed Columbus. The winner of these games today move on to the semifinals tomorrow, and then we'll play for third or the championship after that. Guaranteed two games tomorrow. The loser of the games today are eliminated, and their season will come to an end. A busy day of baseball across the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll tell you more about both these teams. Jeff West, Sabetha, here on 103.9 KNZA.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Coperion of Sabetha develops innovative solutions and products for various challenges in the plastics recycling, chemical, battery, food, pharmaceutical, and mineral industries. And they want to wish the Sabetha Blue Jays best of luck at the state tournament.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tubs. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tubs control consistent conception, fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs. And with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you, because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
Scobie Bros of Sabetha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it's a very busy Thursday for our radio stations, as we have state baseball across the state in Class 3A with this tournament. Jeff West, Sabetha, Silver Lake, Wichita Trinity is softball coming up later at 3 o'clock on 103.9 KNZA. Also at 1 o'clock, Jake Spaulding also have the Riverside Minneapolis State softball contest there in Topeka. And also, Jeff West versus Burlington at 5 o'clock. So the next three games we have here on 103.9, Riverside, Minneapolis, State Softball on 3A, Silver Lake, Wichita, Trinity, and Jeff West, Burlington on 92.1 KMZA, Onega, Lady Buffaloes, 2-1A State Softball Tournament against Blue Stem. That'll be at 1 o'clock later today. And going on now, 2-1A State Baseball, Valley Falls versus Medicine Lodge from Great Bend on Care, 93.7. And 2-1A State Softball, Oskaloosa Central Heights later tonight, 5 o'clock on Care. And as I mentioned earlier, Silver Lake Heston coming up at 1:15, our sister station, 96.9 The Pulse. Let's take a one-minute break, and when we come back, we'll tell you more about the two teams and set the lineups for you. It's State Baseball right here on MSC Sports Radio Network.
For custom garages, cheap steel buildings, or large implement storage buildings, talk to the guys at Edelman's on Highway 75 in Sabetha. They'll help you get your building planned and built to your specifications. Call Edelman's in Sabetha today.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where greatness begins.
The management and employees at Extra Tech in Sabetha cheer on the Sabetha Blue Jays and congratulate them on all their hard work and dedication. Extra Tech is also proud to be a part of the network of manufacturers located in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a Big East League battle here in the first round of the 3A State Baseball Tournament at Kansas State University here in Manhattan at Twerton Family Stadium. It's Sabetha versus Jeff West, the third meeting between these two teams this year and the most important. They met in a doubleheader in Sabetha April 29th. Sabetha won 5-3. That was Jeff West's first loss of the season. Jeff West won handily in the rematch later 13-0. Dan Hypes, the head coach. His team 26-2, number one seed, as we said, started 17-0. Their only losses to Sabetha and Nemaha Central. In the regionals, they beat Wellsville 3-0. Got by Heritage Christian in a scary one in the semi 6-5. Beat Perry LeCompton for the regional championship 12-2. And now they'll take on familiar foe Sabetha. Tigers returned to state for the first time since 2012 after losing in the regional championship game four times in the past 5 years. This is their sixth trip to state since 1991. Tigers are state runner-ups in 91 and in 1994. Sabetha, meanwhile, making their sixth state tournament appearance in the program's 8 years of existence. The trip is the fourth straight, with each of the last three ending in the first round of the quarterfinals. Sabetha won back-to-back state championships back in 2018, 2019, but they're trying to get past that first round. That's been a crutch for them here the last three seasons. Six of their 12 losses, have come to state tournament teams. And the pitching match today, it will be Mitchell Kramer on the bump for Sabetha. Record 2-3, two saves, ERA 1.94, 32 innings pitched, 38 strikeouts, has a fastball, a curveball, and a changeup. And Cooper Watkins will get the start for Jeff West. He is their ace. Fastball, curveball, has a cutter. He reached the low 80s, 11-0 on the season, 101 strikeouts, 14 walks, and 72 innings, ERA just 2.12, and he has a shutout this season. So we'll go ahead and set the lineup for you after a quick one-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to real estate in Northeast Kansas, it's not just about buying and selling, it's about people. At Rolling Hills Realty, we believe every client deserves a partner who listens, understands, and truly cares. With a deep understanding of the local market and a genuine passion for connecting with folks from all walks of life, we make the process feel less like business and more like a conversation with a trusted friend. Whether you're searching for a new place to call home or ready to move on to your next chapter, we're here to help on your terms at your pace. Visit RollingHillsRealty.com to see the latest listings and find out how Rolling Hills Realty can help you feel right at home.
Do you need a bright new smile? Or maybe it's just time for a dental checkup. Sabetha Dental offers hometown dentistry with a precision touch. Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer offer professional service in a friendly atmosphere with highly trained staff that will make sure your teeth are comfortably cared for. And even if you don't have dental insurance, single and family memberships are available. Put your dental care in the best hands with Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer and Dr. Betsy Tedman at Sabetha Dental, taking appointments 5 days a week.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, along with studio engineer Seth Tolson, Wade Gershon with you on this Thursday. Sabatha will bat first of the visitors. Kyler Winger will lead off. Shortstop, batting second, the catcher Reed Mitchell. Batting third and pitching, Mitchell Kramer. The cleanup man is the third baseman, Jayton Meyer. Batting fifth, playing first base, Ike Tramp. Left fielder, Micah Long, bats sixth. Curtis Fitzgerald plays center and bats seventh. Batting eighth is the right fielder, Cole Minold. And batting ninth is Isaac Harder, who plays second base. So it's Winger, Mitchell, Kramer, Meyer, Tramp, Lang, Fitzgerald, Minold, and Harder. That's the batting order as the breaking ball first pitch of the game misses low and inside from Cooper Watkins, right-handed pitcher. We talked about he's 11-0 on the year. He struck out 101 in 72 innings, ERA just over 2. And he throws another breaking ball in there for a strike, 1-1 to the right-handed batter, Kyler Winger. The defense for Jeff West, Brady Skahan, is in left. Tucker Holthaus is in center. Colin Croson in right. First baseman Austin Knox. Corbin Meyer at second. Drew Bauman, the shortstop. Brody Keelan is over at third. Catcher is Ryan Pressler. As this one is fouled off at the plate. So the scoreboard is not going to put balls and strikes up there, or they're waiting for somebody to do that. So we'll try to pay attention, keep track on our own here, not rely on the scoreboard. A 2-2 pitch is hit well to center field, but ranging over to his right to make the catch in left center is Tucker Holthaus for the first out of the ballgame. Winger put a charge into it, but not enough to get it by the center fielder Holthaus. So allowed out to start the ball game. One down. And here is Reed Mitchell. Reed hitting .433, 23 RBIs, 22 runs scored, 7 doubles, 2 triples. Takes a fastball outside for ball one. 320 down the right field line, 325 down the left field line, 375 to left and right center. As a fastball misses outside, 2-0. And 390, the straightaway center here at Toyton Family Stadium, home of the K-State Wildcats. 2-0 the count to Reed Mitchell, left-handed batter, ground ball right back to the pitcher. Watkins has it, and he scurries over the first, underhands it to Austin Knox for the second out here in the first inning. The two down brings up Mitchell Kramer hitting .387, 3 home runs, leads the team, 4 triples, 9 doubles, so a lot of extra base hits. 16 to be exact, 31 RBIs. He's also swiped 17 bases, leads the team in on-base percentage at .555, right-handed batter. And he takes the curveball in for a strike. Watkins working very quickly on the rubber, out of the windup, the delivery. Hit a mile high to the left center. A lot of room in this ballpark, and ranging over to his right again to make the catch in the center fielder, Tucker Holthaus. So 1-2-3 innings, Sabatha puts it in play with each of their top three batters, but no base runners to show for it. Three up, three down to the bottom of the first. Jeff West coming up. Blue Jays, Tigers, no score here from Manhattan. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls has been serving their neighbors for over 35 years. They're your one-stop shop for all your plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, and heat pump projects. They specialize in carrier equipment parts and service. That's Heinen PHE Service in Valley Falls.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
The 1890 Ice House at 111 East Main Street in Meriden is a premier live music venue. Renovations are in progress that will include a full-service restaurant and grill with completion slated for August. Follow the 1890 Ice House on Facebook to keep up with all the great entertainment and events. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Manhattan. Three up, three down for the Sabatha Blue Jays in the top of the first. First round matchup, 3A state baseball tournament. Sabatha, the 8 seed at 16-12. Jeff West, the 1 seed at 26-2. The pitcher for Sabatha today, the starting pitcher is Mitchell Kramer. 2-3, 2 saves, ERA 1.94, struck out 38, 32 innings, has a fastball, curveball, and a changeup. Defense behind Mitchell Kramer It'll be Ike Tramp over at first, Isaac Carter at second, Kyler Winger at short, Jaden Meyer is the third baseman, Micah Lang is in left field, Curtis Fitzgerald man center, and over in right is Cole Minnell. Reed Mitchell is behind the plate. Kramer will face this Jeff West lineup. Batting first, playing second base is Corbin Mayer. Drew Bauman, the shortstop, having a big year, bat second. Brody Thielen is the third baseman. He will bat third, playing left field. And batting fourth is Brady Scan. Cooper Watkins, the pitcher, is batting fifth. Colin Croson, right fielder, bats sixth. Playing center field, batting seventh, Tucker Holthaus. The DH in batting eighth is Max Tuck. And rounding out the starting lineup in the ninth spot is Ryan Pressler, the catcher for Jeff West. So it's Corbin Mayer, Drew Bauman, Brody Thielen, Brady Scan, Cooper Watkins, Colin Croson, Tucker Holthaus, Max Tuck, and Ryan Pressler, the batting order. For the Tigers, coming in with just two blemishes on their record, Dan Hypes, the head coach, in his 35th year, 8 wins away from 500. Fastball from Kramer, inside corner, strike one. 17 players on the Jeff West roster, 2 seniors, 5 juniors, 6 sophomores, 4 freshmen. So this is the 2 seniors. This one misses inside, a little bit low as well. 1-1 to Corbin Mayer, hitting .338, 44 runs scored to lead the team, 25 stolen bases, been caught only 3 times, has a home run to his credit. This one, a curveball that just does catch the outside corner. 1-2, working ahead is Kramer. Out of the windup, right-handed hurler, fastball is hit to center field, and playing it on one bounce is Curtis Fitzgerald. And Corbin Mayer is on board with a leadoff single. So that brings up Drew Bauman. What a year he is having. The shortstop for Jeff West today, hitting .411, 37 hits, 2 home runs, 40 RBIs. He's stolen 13 bases. Right-handed batter, Jeff West with the red tops, with the white pants, with the red and black pinstripes on the side. As a swing and a miss at a high fastball. Bauman down 0-1. Mayer with 25 stolen bases and 28 attempts. They got to keep an eye on him over at first. Ike Tramp, the first baseman, holding him on. Sabetha in their navy blue uniforms with the white numeral Sabetha and then the gray pants with the blue stripe on the side of those pants. The gray caps with the blue bill, as this pitch missing 1-1 to Bauman. Sabetha, Jeff Wells, Silver Lake, all from the same league, the Big East League. In the top half of this bracket, Silver Lake will play next against Heston. A 1-1 delivery. Runner goes, and the pitch low, and bounces into the catcher, Presser, Reed Mitchell. He doesn't have an opportunity to make a throw, and stolen base number 26 of the year for Mayer. Jeff West beat Wellsville Heritage Christian Perry LeCompton to make it to state for the first time since 2012. They had lost in the regional finals 4 of the last 5 years, so they got over the hump, and let's see what they do now that they're here. 2-1 pitch. Check of the runner at second, showing Bauman pulls the bat back. Pitch misses low. 3-1. On deck, Brody Thielen. Tigers were state runner-ups back in 1991. And they were third in 1994. They won the Big East title this year with 18-2 record as fastball catches the corner. Bauman didn't want that pitch anyway. Count full 3-2. Couldn't really do anything with that one on the outside part of the plate. Nobody out. Bottom of the first. No score. Jeff West with the runner at second and Corbin Mayer. Bauman the hitter. Check of the runner at second. Add the stretch, coming home is the pitcher, and this one is bunted by Bauman with 2 strikes, and he's out. Wow, bunting with 2 strikes, your number 2 hitter, and Bauman bunts it in the air and out of play to our right, into the stands. So a strikeout. Bauman is retired. Trying to catch Sabetha off guard. That one backfired. See if that's a pick-me-up for Mitchell Kramer, who's been outstanding this year, ERA 1.94. Where's number 7? I was talking with Dan Hype, said coach of Jeff West, before the game. I said, how do you go about covering all of this area? I mean, most ballparks, high school ballparks, are not this big. 390 to center here at Point and Family Stadium in Manhattan. 375 to the power alleys. He said, that's a good question. We just got to make sure the ball doesn't get over our heads as outfielders, because that'll roll forever. Big KS and purple outline and white in center field behind second base here at Thornton Family Stadium. You've been here, you know what I'm talking about. And the first pitch to Keelan is grounded to the second baseman, Carter. Easy throw to first. Mayer advances from second to third. Keelan hitting 304, two home runs, 31 RBIs. He moves the runner over, but that is the second out. And that brings up the cleanup man, Brady Skahan, hitting 294, two home runs, 18 RBIs. He is the left fielder. Wearing number 10, right-handed batter steps into the box. Righty versus righty, kicking and firing, a fastball misses inside from Kramer. So Jeff West threatening with the runner at third. Kicking and dealing, Kramer, he misses upstairs with a curveball. Two balls and no strikes. On deck is Cooper Watkins. Jeff West and Sabetha played twice this year, doubleheader on April 29th. They split those two games. The 2-0 offering is chopped to the shortstop. Winger fires the first high, but the first baseman comes out the bag. High tramp and applies the tag on Skahan and saves a run, saves an error. Outstanding defensive play by Ike Tramp over at first to bail out Winger on the high throw. And the Tigers are retired as they strand a runner at third. Outstanding defensive play by the Blue Jays at the end of one. It's Jeff West and Sabetha. No score. More State Baseball Manhattan coming up in a moment. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of all the Medicare phone calls, mailings, and TV ads making certain supplement plans sound too good to be true? Or offering plans that do not work? Or work well in our area? Well, so are we!
At Sailor Insurance, we want you to know the truth and we'll always do what's right for you. Come see me, Jan Steinlogge in Sabetha, or Mindy Sudbeck in Seneca, and stay ahead of the junk. Give us a call to schedule your appointment today.
Sailor Insurance, online at sailorinsurance.com.
C&K Service in Sabetha wants to help you maintain your vehicle at its highest level of performance. Find out the many ways at their easy-to-navigate website, cktireservice.com. Real pricing on name-brand tires are at your fingertips. View current promotions for more savings and request a quote. All services are listed for your convenience at cktireservice.com. Schedule your appointment online or call 284-2694. That's 284-2694. C&K Service on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha, helping you get there safely.
Mark your calendars for the 9th annual Dirt Road Junk Fest, Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Over 100 booth vendors featuring antiques, junk, primitive, crafts, food, and so much more. Go to www.dirtroadjunkfest.com for vendor and guest information.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cooper Watkins missed with a curveball. Second pitch is hit to right field, and camping underneath it is Colin Croson to retire Jayton Meyer, the cleanup hitter, adding 315 RBIs for Sabetha. So two pitches, and Meyer is retired on the high fly ball to right field. 63 degrees temperature at game time. It's actually a high of 71. There's hardly a breeze. Slight breeze out of the south at 3 miles an hour, so the wind will not aid anybody hitting the ball today, as it does a lot of times for the college games. As a fastball paints the outside corner, strike one to Ike Tramp, hitting 309, 25 RBIs, 9 doubles, 2 triples. And he saved a run in that last half inning as he's way late on a fastball and sprays it into the netting to the right. Strike two. Winger had to wing it over to first on that chopper, and it was offline, but Tramp jumped up, caught it, had presence of mind to then apply the tag on the runner coming down the line. It was a bang-bang play, and Tramp delivered the defensive gem to keep us scoreless. One ball, two strikes to Tramp, and this one misses outside. The fans don't like it, but that was well outside. Always looks a little bit better from your seat. The 2-2 offering. This one sprayed straight back. Got it in on the hands of Ike Tramp. Micah Lang, Curtis Fitzgerald, next two due up. Meyer retired on the fly ball to right, caught by Croson. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He pulled the string on a curve. Tramp out in front. He strikes out. First strikeout of the game for Cooper Watkins, who has struck out 101 in 72 innings of work this year. Here's Michael Lang. He's the left fielder for the Blue Jays, hitting 200, a triple, 16 RBIs. Left-handed batter, and the breaking ball misses outside for ball one. Sabatha making their sixth state tournament appearance, trying to avoid a first-round loss for the fourth straight year. This one might have been a little outside, but called a strike the home plate umpire, 1-1. Watkins working quickly. Comes home. Curve ball hit right at the shortstop, who catches it in the air just above his shoestrings, right at Drew Beilman for the third out of the inning. So six up and six down, but Sabessa's putting the ball in play. Hit it hard a couple of times, but nothing to show for it. At the end of 1.5, it's Jeff West and Sabessa all knotted up, 0-0. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Main Street Auto Supply in Sabetha takes pride in being your locally owned supply store for all your auto parts needs. Competitive pricing and personal service are always a priority at Main Street Auto Supply. Stop in and see Miles and let him help you find what you need. Or if it's not in stock, he can get it right away for you. Main Street Auto Supply, 810 Main Street in downtown Sabetha. Open 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. weekdays and Saturdays until noon.
Coperion of Sabetha develops innovative solutions and products for various challenges in the plastics, plastics recycling, chemical, battery, food, pharmaceutical, and mineral industries. And they want to wish the Sabetha Blue Jays best of luck at the state tournament.
Don't live in pain. Simpson Chiropractic in Sabetha combines traditional chiropractic with computerized spinal correction to relieve pain, improve balance, posture, and strengthen the spine. Call Simpson Chiropractic in Sabetha at 284-2205.
Scobie Bros of Sabetha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tolson, Wade Gershner with you on 103.9 KNZA, 3A state baseball tournament from Manhattan at Torton Family Stadium. As the first pitch is lifted to right field, shallow right, coming in to make the catch is Cole Minhold. For the first down of the inning, off the bat of Cooper Watkins, the Jeff West pitcher, swinging at the first pitch. The leadoff man is out, and here is Colin Croson, hitting 297 with a homer, 12 stolen bases. He's a right fielder, wearing number 18 for the Tigers. Corbin Mayer led off the bottom first with a base hit. This one lined in the left field, a solid hit off the bat of Colin Croson. So first pitch swinging by Watkins, flew out the right. Croson, first pitch swinging, drops one in left field for a one-out single. Second hit of the ball game for the Jeff West offense brings Tucker Holthaus to the plate, left-handed batter, center fielder, hitting 308, home run, 23 RBIs. Pretty good lead by Croson over at first. Kramer comes home, ground ball to second, hit too slowly, botched for a moment by the second baseman, Carter, but he stays with it, throws to first. Really, that was the only play he had anyway. The ball was not hit very well on the ground to second, and a big jump there by Croson, so there was no way that Harder was going to be able to turn two or get the leadoff man or the lead runner on a force out. So Harder just kept the ball in front of him, even though he didn't come up with it cleanly. Kept it in front, throw the first. You got more time over at second base than you do, of course, at short or third. Have to be a little cleaner at short and third. And so Tucker Holthaus is out on the grounder to Harder, two down. Croson is at second in scoring position. Here's Max Tuck, the designated hitter, batting eighth, hitting 311 RBIs. Right-handed batter crowding the plate. And now he asks for time, and time is granted by the home plate umpire. Overcast day. We mentioned 63 degrees, a lot of clouds in the sky, but not expecting any rain. Had a lot of rain here recently in the Manhattan, Topeka area, and across much of northeast Kansas and even north central Kansas last few days. Two outs, the pitch, right off the end of the bat and towards the Sabetha dugout to our right. Sabetha in the dugout to the right, Jeff West in the dugout to our left. Kramer ahead in the count. 0-1 to Max Tuck. Kramer checks the runner Croce in the second. Fires, ground ball to short. Nice hop for winger over to first, and this one is accurate. And the third out has been recorded. So, a one-out single. Croson stranded at second. At the end of two, we have a pitcher's duel. It's the Blue Jays and Tigers. No score. More state base for Manhattan.
When it comes to real estate in Northeast Kansas, it's not just about buying and selling. It's about people. At Rolling Hills Realty, we believe every client deserves a partner who listens, understands, and truly cares. With a deep understanding of the local market and a genuine passion for connecting with folks from all walks of life, we make the process feel less like business and more like a conversation with a trusted friend. Whether you're searching for a new place to call home or ready to move on to your next chapter, we're here to help on your terms at your pace. Visit RollingHillsRealty.com to see the latest listings and find out how Rolling Hills Realty can help you feel right at home.
For custom garages, cheap steel buildings, or large implement storage buildings, talk to the guys at Edelman's on Highway 75 in Sabetha. They'll help you get your building planned and built to your specifications. Call Edelman's in Sabetha today.
Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden. For all your meat processing needs, stop by Bowser Meat Processing at 513 Palmberg. They have a great selection of fresh deli meats and cheeses, plus delicious beef jerky. That's Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden.
The management and employees at Extra Tech in Sabetha cheer on the Sabetha Blue Jays and congratulate them on all their hard work and dedication. Extra Tech is also proud to be a part of the network of manufacturers located in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Beautiful day for baseball. 3A State Tournament Manhattan. First pitch in for a strike from Watkins. Now a curveball lifted to right field and out of play behind the bleachers down the right field line. 320 down the right field line. 325 down the left field line. 375 to the power alleys and left center, right center. 392 straightaway center here at Thornton Family Stadium. The 0-2 swing and a mesh pulled the string curveball. And that gets Curtis Fitzgerald coming in hitting 173 with seven RBIs, but he strikes out swinging. Second punch out for Watkins. One out, and here is Cole Minold, the Sabetha right fielder. We're in the top of the third, no score. Blue Jays, no hits. Jeff West, a couple of singles. Fastball right down the chute for strike one. Isaac Harder is on deck. So the 7-8-9 hitters do up in the top of the third for Sabetha. Fastball clips the outside edge. Strike two. And Watkins is working very, very quickly, getting into a rhythm. The 0-2 pitch to Minold is sprayed foul into the right field stands, so we'll do it again. 0-2. One thing about a pitcher, it gets in the rhythm, and I've coached baseball at the youth level. Here's the 0-2, and just spoiling the pitch and hitting it out of play to the right again is Minold. Is when a pitcher is in a really good rhythm and wants to work fast, as a batter, ask for time, or even the third base coach, who's usually the head coach, can call his batter to come down and talk for a second, even though he didn't really want to talk to him, as a slow roller to the third baseman, Keelan, he charges and makes a nice play over the first. The middle, a nice at bat, hit a slow roller, and Keelan, good job of attacking the grounder, fires the first in time. 5-3 goes that play, and two down, here's Isaac Harder. So 8 up, 8 down for Sabetha. Left-handed batter Isaac Harder, second baseman, hitting 241, 21 RBIs, 4 stolen bases, swinging and a miss at a fastball. So pitching is a lot of mental acuity, and if you can get inside the pitcher's head as a batter, as this one is grounded foul down the first base line, just foul, fielded there by Austin Knox, but about 6 inches out of play down the first base line. So a pitcher is really getting into rhythm and wants to work fast. If you can slow him down, disrupt that rhythm, you have a better chance. Kicking and dealing the 0-2. Curveball! Called strike three. Watkins mows down the Blue Jays. 1-2-3 here in the third and has a no-hitter through three at the end of 2.5. No score. This is State Baseball from Manhattan on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls has been serving their neighbors for over 35 years. They're your one-stop shop for all your plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, and heat pump projects. They specialize in carrier equipment parts and service. That's Heinen PHE Service in Valley Falls.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't live in pain. Simpson Chiropractic in Sabetha combines traditional chiropractic with computerized spinal correction to relieve pain, improve balance, posture, and strengthen the spine. Call Simpson Chiropractic in Sabetha at 284-2205.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To the bottom of the third, no score between his biggest league foes, Sabetha and Jeff West. Leading off here in the bottom of the third for the Tigers, Ryan Pressler, the catcher. First pitch misses. This one check swing and just out of play behind the Sabetha dugout. Hits the concrete concourse and bounces another six rows into the stands. Ryan Pressler hitting .241, couple of doubles, seven stolen bases. Right-handed batter hitting in the nine hole. After Pressler, we go back to the top of the lineup, Corbin Mayer and Drew Beilman. Oh, beautiful curveball there from Mitchell Kramer. Drops it right into the glove of the catcher, Reed Mitchell, who didn't even have to move his glove. One ball, two strikes. Kramer kicks and fires the 1-2, misses upstairs and away for a 2-2 count. Overthrew one now a little bit, a fastball, but had a pitch to waste. 2-2 pitch from Kramer. This one lifted out of play to our right and into the parking lot. Still 2-2 to Ryan Pressler. Sabetha, with just 11 players on their roster at the moment. They had 12, they have 11. Three seniors, two juniors, four sophomores, two freshmen. Jeff West has 17 players, just two seniors. As the pitch misses outside, off speed pitch, count full 3-2. Jeff West, two seniors, five juniors, six sophomores, four freshmen. Kicking and dealing, a payoff, 3-2 pitch. Called strike three. Pressler caught looking and dejected as he goes back to the dugout to our left. Boy, Kramer and Watkins certainly dealing. One down, and here is Corbin Mayer, who has one of the two hits in the game, both by the Tiger offense. He had a single, stole a base, and stranded in the first. Called strike on the first pitch from Kramer, who's starting to work a little bit quicker as well, much like Watkins has been doing for Jeff West, who's retired all nine Blue Jay batters he's faced. This hit the right center, could be trouble, but ranging to his right, making the catch. Well done by Cole Minold for the second out. Well, I thought for a moment that might be an extra base hit for Corbin Mayer, but the ball just hung up in the air, drifted a little bit back towards right field. That helped out Cole Minold. So a loud out, second out here in the bottom of the third. Fastball, late, fouled out of play to our right again. This one by Drew Beilman, the shortstop, hitting .411, leads the team in RBIs with 40, leads the team in hits with 37. He struck out back in the first. He bunted with a full count. There's a big swing and a miss. A fastball upstairs, and he's in the hole 0-2. Bauman trying to surprise us by the defense, bunting on a 3-2 pitch and bunt it into the stands, and you're automatically out when you bunt the ball foul with two strikes. That is a third strike. So it takes some guts to try to lay down a bunt with two strikes as Bauman spoils a fastball into the netting behind home plate. Still 0-2, righty versus righty. Outfield, infield, playing straight up against Beilman. The 0-2 pitch popped up a mile high, shallow right field. Minold says he has it. He comes over, makes the catch, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Mitchell Kramer. Sabetha's starting pitcher retires the Tigers in order. At the end of three, just two hits, both by Jeff West. No score here from Manhattan. This is MSC Sports Radio Network.
The 1890 Ice House at 111 East Main Street in Meriden is a premier live music venue. Renovations are in progress that will include a full-service restaurant and grill with completion slated for August. Follow the 1890 Ice House on Facebook to keep up with all the great entertainment and events. Mark your calendars for the 9th Annual Dirt Road Junk Fest, Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Over 100 booth vendors featuring antiques, junk, primitive, crafts, food, and so much more. Go to www.dirtroadjunkfest.com for vendor and guest information.
Toothache got you down? Not looking forward to going to the dentist? At Sabetha Dental, they understand your dilemma. It's not easy to trust your dental care to just anyone. That's why Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer provide a professional, friendly atmosphere with highly trained staff so that you can feel comfortable knowing you'll get the best care possible and feel comfortable during your visit. Sabetha Dental offers hometown dentistry with a precision touch. Now taking appointments 5 days a week with single and family memberships available. See Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer at Sabetha Dental.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tyler Winger leading off for Sabetha in the top of the fourth. He fouled the first pitch at the plate, took a ball, and now takes this one high and upstairs and inside. Two balls, one strike from Cooper Watkins to Tyler Winger, who flew out to center to start the ball game back in the top of the first. Swing and a miss. Great location. Tied up Winger with the fastball, inner third of the plate. Two balls, two strikes to count. Cooper Watkins has faced nine. He's retired nine. Has a perfect game going, but that is spoiled on that pitch. Line drive up the middle and in the center field, and the Blue Jays have their first base runner of the day. A leadoff singler by Tyler Winger coming in hitting 285. 34 runs scored. He's stolen 11 bases, been caught twice. Have to keep an eye on him here at first. And so the Blue Jays able to end the perfect game from Cooper Watkins, and here is Reed Mitchell, left-handed batter who grounded out to the pitcher Watkins back in the first. Takes this pitch low for ball one. Reed leading the team, hitting 433, 23 ribbies. Extra base power, seven doubles, couple of triples. Winger gets his lead at first, and this one is grounded through the hole right side and in the right field. Rounding second, they're going to bring Winger over the three. The throw is cut off by Bioman behind the mound, and Sabetha has runners on the corners with nobody out in business in the top of the fourth. Back-to-back singles by Winger and now Mitchell. And terrific base running by Winger as that baseball was grounded right behind Winger. So he saw the ball clearly. The right fielder, Croson, had to come over a ways near the line to grab that grounder. And Winger chugging a third and made it easily. So runners at the corners, and here is Mitchell Kramer, who can help himself and takes a first pitch for a strike. Sabetha pitcher throwing a shutout, as is Watkins, has a chance to help himself here. Kramer at 387, three home runs. Runners at the corners, no score, top of the fourth. Fake throw to the third, and then back over to first. Watkins, as he checks the runners. The way that these pitchers are dealing today, one run could be enough. One strike offering. Swing and a miss. There goes the runner. The pitcher wasn't ready for the throw up the middle. Watkins, but lucky it's backed up there by Corbin Mayer, and also coming over is Bileman. So a stolen base by Mitchell. That erases a double play possibility. No balls, two strikes on Mitchell Kramer. Watkins sees a punch out and gets it. Swing and a miss at a high fastball up in the zone. I tell you, if there's a pitcher who can get out of a second, third, no-out situation, it certainly is Cooper Watkins. Power stuff. He struck out 101 in 72 innings. That is his third strikeout of today's game. Quickly working. Ground ball to the shortstop. They will come home. The throw is high, and the runner is safe. Winger scores. as Bauman's throw was just a little bit high. It was lower. Winger is out. And baseball's a game of inches sometimes. Coach Hype's coming over to talk to home plate umpire about the play at the plate. And the catcher, Ryan Pressler, by the time he had to jump up, catch it, and come back down, winger slid across the plate safely, and Sabetha has struck first. They lead 1-0. So on the fielder's choice, as there's a swing and a miss by Ike Tramp. So Jayton Meyer reaches on the fielder's choice. He's over at first. Mitchell's at second. One out. The 0-1. Swing and a miss of the pitch well outside. And Tramp down to the count 0-2. This inning started with Winger with a leadoff single. Then Reed Mitchell a single to right that advanced Winger from first to third. Mitchell stole second, earned second and third, and there was the strikeout of Kramer. As this one misses outside 1-2 to Tramp, and then Meyer hit the ground ball at the middle. The infield was playing in. Shortstop Bauman, the play was to come home. And the throw a little bit high just gave Winger enough time to slide across the plate safely before the tag being applied. So that's up 1-0. Line drive, but right at the second baseman. Corbin Mayer goes to his knees, catches, runs to second for the double play. As they double off the runner, and that's a tough situation for a runner at second. That was hit on the button by Tramp. Tough hitting luck. Outstanding play by the Tiger defense. Sabetha gets a run. A couple of hits. They strand one. At the end of 3.5, Blue Jays lead the Tigers. It's 1-0 Sabetha over Jeff West. This is MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth builds the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden is for all your meat processing needs. Stop by Bowser Meat Processing at 513 Palmberg. They have a great selection of fresh deli meats and cheeses, plus delicious beef jerky. That's Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock, plus it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Manhattan. Wade Gershon with you, along with studio engineer Seth Tolson here on 103.9 KNZA. Sabetha, the 8 seed, leading the 1 seed Jeff West 1-0. We head to the bottom of the fourth, a quick-moving game. Fastball brushes back the leadoff man, Brody Thielen, for Jeff West. So Winger able to single, Reed Mitchell single. Winger eventually scores first run of the ball game. Sabetha, no hits through the first three innings. Get two hits, back-to-back singles from Winger and Mitchell. Got things going, but a nice play by Corbin Mayer for a double play. Here's a fly ball right field near the foul line. Coming over and make the catch to retire Thielen is Minold, who's had a busy day out in right field. That is the fourth putout by Minhold out and right. He's got four fly balls, and we're only in the bottom of the fourth. So one down, and here is Skahan, and he hits it right up the middle for a base hit. Fitzgerald gobbles it up in center, gets it in, and a one-out single for Brady Skahan, the left fielder for Jeff West. Tigers with a hit in the first, a hit in the second, stranded both those runners. This is their third runner of the game. And their third single of the contest against Mitchell Kramer. Kramer, a senior. Checks the runner at first. Not going. Fly ball, center field. Fitzgerald gets on his horse, goes back a couple steps, now comes in, shades to his left, and hauls it in for the second out. Runner retreats back to first. So Watkins out on the fly ball to center after flying out to right his first time up. And here is Colin Croson, who singled and was stranded back in the second. Two down. Runner at first is Skahan, who reached on a single up the middle. Jeff West, the one seed, 26-2. Kramer checks the runner and steps off. Outfield, playing straight away. Center fielder slightly to left center, a couple of steps. Fitzgerald against the right fielder Colin Croson for Jeff West, hitting in the sixth spot in this batting order for the Tigers. For the first, back in time easily, is the runner, Gahan, who reached on that single. Croson steps in, right-handed batter. Infield playing regular depth. Runner doesn't go, and fouled off into the stands to her right. Sabatha beat Atchison County 14-1. Nemaw Central 7-4 beat Marysville to punch their ticket to state 15-5 at the regional tournament. Their six state tournament appearance won back-to-back titles in 18-19, but the last 3 years they've lost in the first round, trying to change that here today against the one seed Jeff West, making their first trip to state since 2012. There goes the runner, and the pitch a little bit low, and the catcher, Reed Mitchell, couldn't come up with it cleanly, so no throw. Stolen base for Skahan. That is the second stolen base of the game for the Tigers. The runner in scoring position with two outs, one ball, one strike to count on Colin Croson. Tigers trying to answer the Sabatha run that they scored in the top of the fourth. 1-0 Blue Jays over the Tigers. We are in the bottom of the fourth. Three hits for the Tigers, two hits for the Blue Jays, both in the last half inning where they scored the only run of the game. Swing and a miss. That one down in the dirt, but 1-2. The batter, Croson, thought he had struck out, I think. Catcher went to go tag him, but that was just the second strike. One ball, two strikes. Kramer looks in for the sign from his catcher, Mitchell. He gets it. Checking the runner at second. A long stare. Now Kramer comes home. The 1-2. Ground ball to second. Harder ranges to his left. He has it. Easy throw to first. And the Tigers are retired here in the bottom of the fourth. A one-out single, but nothing else. And at the end of four, Sabatha 1, Jeff West nothing. This is MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tests. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tubs controlled consistent conception fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs. And with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you, because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
Coperion of Sabatha develops innovative solutions and products for various challenges in the plastics, plastics recycling, chemical, battery, food, pharmaceutical, and mineral industries. And they want to wish the Sabatha Blue Jays best of luck at the state tournament.
Toothache got you down? Not looking forward to going to the dentist? At Sabatha Dental, they understand your dilemma. It's not easy to trust your dental care to just anyone. That's why Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer provide a professional, friendly atmosphere with highly trained staff so that you can feel comfortable knowing you'll get the best care possible and feel comfortable during your visit. Sabatha Dental offers hometown dentistry with a precision touch. Now taking appointments 5 days a week with single and family memberships available. See Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer at Sabatha Dental.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cooper Watkins misses with a fastball, but the second fastball is hit into the stands to our left from the left-handed batter, Micah Lang, with a line drive at the shoe tops of the shortstop Bioman his first time up. Ground ball is squirted here to the left side, and Curtis Hamilton, the head coach, in his fifth year, record of 82-39, makes the play and throws it back to the ump. 1-2 pitch to Lang. Hit well to center, but right at Tucker Holthouse. Allowed first out. Lang hit the ball hard twice, nothing to show for it. Sometimes as a hitter, you hit it hard right at somebody. When you're in a slump, you hit it right at people. When you're on a streak, everything you hit drops. You get a swinging bunt, a little flare that drops, a blooper. This one bowed off to the right off the bat at Curtis Fitzgerald, who was jammed on this first pitch from Watkins. Watkins has gone four innings. He struck out four, no walks. He's given up two hits and one run. This one misses, 1-1, a fastball to Fitzgerald, who struck out swinging back in the third. One of four strikeout victims for Watkins. Swing and a miss at a fastball, tied him up again. 1-2. No runs, three hits, no errors for Jeff West. One run, two hits, no errors for Sabatha. Fastball is nubbed to the right and just foul. Right at first base, coming over to make the playoffs to Knox, but we'll do it again. 1-2. On deck is Cole Minold. Anybody gets on, Isaac Harder for Sabatha. Third meeting of the year between the two teams. They split a doubleheader in Sabatha back in late April. Fastball spoiled, fouled straight back. We'll do it again. One ball, two strikes. Dan Hypes, head coach for Jeff West. Brian Axtell and Terry Stevie, the assistants. This one hit the left field, and it drops. A one-out single. It wasn't hit on the sweet spot by Fitzgerald, but placed perfectly. Now, a lot of real estate to cover for the left fielder, Brady Scan. All he could do was come in and play it off a bounce. But Fitzgerald is aboard with the Blue Jays' third hit of the ballgame. All three hits coming in the last two innings. So one out, and here is Cole Minold. He's had a busy day in right field, and he swings and fouls off a fastball a little bit late. 0-1. Minold hitting .321, grounded out to the third baseman, Thielen, his first time up in the third. Watkins retired the first nine Blue Jays he faced, had a perfect game through three, then gave up back-to-back singles to Winger and Mitchell. Fly ball to center. This one also drops. Holthaus plays it on a bounce. Back-to-back singles. Fitzgerald and now Minold, second time through the order. They're facing Watkins, making a few adjustments. Blue Jays in business. Runners at first and second. One out brings up Isaac Harder. Sabatha, second baseman, batting left-handed, struck out looking in the third. Watkins would love to get a strikeout here. Pitch limit, if you're wondering, is 105 pitches. Neither pitcher's close to that right now. Fastball misses upstairs, 1-0. You go back to that first inning, a great catch on an errant throw by the Winger, great catch by Tramp coming off the bag at first to tag the runner to save a run, and that looks really big right now because Jeff West would have jumped out 1-0 in the first. Instead, Corbin Mayer led off that first inning with a single, was stranded at third. First baseman playing in on the grass, anticipating a possible bunt. Runners at first and second. One ball, one strike, one out. Here's Harder, and he does bunt it. And left of the pitcher, Watkins, and he can't come up with it cleanly. Now he throws the first. Was a little ill-advised. Second baseman catches it on a bounce to save what could have been an errant throw. Great play by Corbin Mayer. And well-executed, well-placed bunt by Harder. So whether the idea was just to move the runners 90 feet, he ends up doing one step better than that. He reaches, and they are going to call that an error. Oh, that's a tough play for Watkins, but they will call that an error. E1, first error of the ballgame, and now fly ball to left field. Coming in to making the catch is a left fielder to throw home as the runner tags from third is offline. Now back to third to throw. No, but then the runner slides right past the bag and is out for the third out of the inning. Minold was there safely, but then his momentum took him right past the bag. And now a conversation between Bauman and the infield umpire. So let's see what we're discussing here. Jeff West thinks the inning is over. So Winger hits the fly ball to left, caught by Scan. The runner tagged from third, which was Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald scores. It's a sac fly for Winger, and then the throw to get Minhold, who was trying to go from second to third after they threw home and not in time to get Fitzgerald. So the Blue Jays up 2-0. We're at the bottom of the fifth here on the Embassy Sports Radio Network.
Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls has been serving their neighbors for over 35 years. They're your one-stop shop for all your plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, and heat pump projects. They specialize in carrier equipment parts and service. That's Heinen PHE Service in Valley Falls.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
For custom garages, cheap steel buildings, or large implement storage buildings, talk to the guys at Edelman's on Highway 75 in Sabetha. They'll help you get your building planned and built to your specifications. Call Edelman's in Sabetha today.
Scobie Bros of Sabetha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So Sabetha, one run, two hits. There was the error on Watkins on the bunt by Harder. They strand one. Crazy ending to that top of the fifth. Well, we'll go back over it for you here in a moment. Fastball misses outside from Kramer to the leadoff man, which is Tucker Holthouse, center fielder for Jeff West. Takes a breaking ball outside, 2-0. Holthouse ground out to second, his first time up. So Fitzgerald at a single, Minhold a single, then the bunt single by Harder. That loaded the bases after Lang flew out to lead off the inning. And then Winger hit the left field. It was caught by Skahan as this one skied down the left field line, trying to make an over-the-shoulder catch in foul territory. Great effort there by Jayton Meyer, but he can't come up with it. So two balls, two strikes on the batter. Tucker Holthouse. And so Winger hit the fly ball to left. Skahan did a good job to catch it, and he winged it home trying to get a double play, trying to gun down the runner, tagging from third, which is Fitzgerald. The throw was offline. The run scored, and then Minhold going past second, trying to advance to third, and he made it there safely, but his momentum took him to where he slid like he was sliding on ice during the winter out and playing in your front yard, and you're sliding down a driveway. He slid right over the bag, his whole body in the foul territory, and was easily tagged out. That was the third out of the inning, but the runner had scored, so the run counts. The runner scored before the play back down to third. Two straight foul offs here by Tucker Holthouse. Good battle against right-handed pitcher Mitchell Kramer, who has allowed three singles. Tigers, no runs, three hits, an error. Sabetha, two runs, four hits, no errors. One run in the fourth, one in the fifth. And this one lined to right field, a base hit. Tucker Holthouse now standing at bat. We'll see if this gets the Tiger offense rolling. This is their fourth hit of the game, all singles. In fact, we've had no extra base hits so far. Just one error. There have been no walks, no hit batters. It's been a clean, well-played baseball game between these Big East League foes, Sabetha and Jeff West. The winner gets the winner of the next game, which is Silver Lake, also from the Big East League. They'll take on Heston. We'll have that for you on 96.9 The Pulse around 1:15, or a little ahead of that with pregame coverage. Fastball missing outside from Kramer to Max Tuck, the DH for the Tigers, who grounded out to the shortstop. Winger back in the second. He's 0-for-1. The Tigers running out of outs here, trying to avoid being knocked off as a number one seed. 26-2 as this pitch misses low, 2-0. There are two losses to Sabetha and to Nemaha Central. 5-3 and 6-5 were those scores. They have three wins, the Tigers, over 3A qualifier Silver Lake. Silver Lake has seven losses, three to Jeff West. This hit well to left field. But dying a little bit, coming over near the foul line to make the catch is Micah Lang. Boy, off the bat initially, I thought that was hit better, but it just missed the main part, the sweet spot of the bat, the barrel of the bat. So Tuck is out on the fly ball to left, one down, and here's Ryan Pressler, who struck out looking in the third. So A runner at first, one out. Bottom of the fifth, Sabetha 2, Jeff West nothing. Kramer checks the runner. Comes home. This is low for ball one. Talk about the Big East League. You've got Jeff West, Sabetha in this game. Silver Lake coming up next here from Manhattan. And then Rossville has a very good opportunity to win a state title. And 2-1A out of Great Bend. They play later today at 1:15. The four Big East League schools at state tournaments. Called strike fastball 1-1. Caught the inner third. Big thank you to our sponsors, Mammoth Sports Construction, Bowser Meat Processing, Denison State Bank, Daily Ag, Atchison Auto Parts, Benedictine College, Kramer Insurance, Heinen PHE, 1890 Ice House, and Dirt Road Junk Fest. Sponsors of Jeff West. Curveball, swing and a miss. Out in front of that one was Ryan Pressler. A big thank you to our Jeff West sponsors, and we'll mention our Sabetha sponsors as well. Couldn't have these broadcasts without their support. We appreciate those businesses supporting their local schools, teams, and local radio stations. A 1-2 pitch. Fastball is hit the right. Coming in is Menold. Makes the catch for the second half. Boy, he read that very well. I thought it might drop. And Pressler flies out to right. That's the fifth catch, the fifth put out for the right fielder, Cole Menold. He has been a busy camper out there in right. Here's Corbin Mayer, top of the order for Jeff West. And you wonder if they'll get back to the top of the order another time in this game. We're in the bottom of the fifth. We go seven unless we're tied, and we'll go longer. Is this pitch called a strike, 0-1? The runner at first is Holthaus. He's stolen six bases, been caught once. Breaking ball in for a strike at Butte from Kramer. He's ahead in the count, 0-2 to Corbin Mayer, who singled, stole a base, was stranded in the first, and it flew out the right in the third. Outfield playing straight away. Infield playing deep. 0-2 pitch. This is upstairs. Had a pitch to waste. Not a bad location, 0-2. See if Mayer would chase it. Two down. Bottom of the fifth. Sabetha 2. Jeff West nothing. First round of 3A state. This hit a mile high, twisting and turning the left fielder, Lang. He camps underneath it, makes the catch in deep left field. Mayer gave it a ride. But it's a big ballpark here at Toyton Family Stadium on the campus of Kansas State University. Allowed out to end the inning. A single, a runner stranded at the end of five. Sabetha 2, Jeff West nothing. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where great begins.
The 1890 Ice House at 111 East Main Street in Meriden is a premier live music venue. Renovations are in progress that will include a full-service restaurant and grill with completion slated for August. Follow the 1890 Ice House on Facebook to keep up with all the great entertainment and events.
Confused about health insurance? At Thaler Insurance, we make finding the right coverage simple. Whether you're self-employed, need marketplace coverage, or looking for group plans for your business, we'll guide you every step of the way, finding the best plan at the best price for you. Don't miss out on savings or the coverage you deserve. Call Thaler Insurance today at 785-284-3435. Open enrollment begins November 1st.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the sixth inning. First pitch swinging, Reed Mitchell hits it high and out of play over to our left. Cooper Watkins has allowed four hits, two runs. The 1-1 is a low and inside. Mitchell grounded out to the pitcher in the first, singled, stole a base, stranded in the fourth. But he had a key hit to move Winger from first to third in that inning. And Winger eventually scored the first run of the game. Swing and a miss. 2-2 the count. Reed Mitchell, Mitchell Kramer, Jayton Meyer. Anybody gets on, Ike Tramp for Sabetha in their half of the sixth inning, leading 2-0. Pitch is low for a ball, 3-2. Watkins has thrown 68 pitches. He gets 105. That's the limit. The 3-2 is called strike three. Whoa, that might have been just a little outside, but it's called a strike. Home plate umpires been giving the corners to these pitchers, and that is something pitchers love, of course. It makes the zone a little bigger, but he's been pretty consistent. Mitchell strikes out looking. Fifth strikeout for Watkins. He struck out now 106 in 76 innings of work this year. Right-handed batter stepping in and skies it. Mitchell Kramer to right field. Should be an easy play for Croson, and it is, as he makes the put out. So quickly, two down for Sabatha. And here's Jayton Meyer, who flew out the right to Croson in the second. Reached on a fielder's choice, stranded in the fourth. Third baseman for Sabatha. Ike Tramp is on deck. Two outs. And the cutter misses low for a ball. Watkins throws a fastball, curveball, and a cutter. He'll have four home runs this year. He has one shutout. This one bounces and right up to the batter himself. Meyer, who grabs it, two balls, no strikes. Only 14 walks and 72 innings of work for Watkins. Great control. This one fouled straight back. Good swing at a fastball there by Meyer. Corbin Mayer would be the next guy up the pitch for Jeff West. He's been outstanding this year as well. 10-1, ERA of 2.71, a couple of shutouts. Breaking ball in for a strike, 2-2. Watkins, his fastball, low 80s. Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. So that's up 2-0. Top of the sixth. This one chopped foul at the plate. Good job by Meyer to swivel that pitch. Couldn't really do much with it. Had to protect with two strikes. Silver Lake Heston coming up next here from Manhattan. We'll have it for you on our sister station, 96.9 The Pulse. Winner of this game will play the winner of that one tomorrow in the semis at 11 a.m. Frankie ball misses inside off the glove and back to the backstop. Another full count. Semifinals tomorrow, 11 a.m. and 1:15. Third place game, 3:30. Championship game tomorrow evening at 5:45. Humboldt and Russell Victoria will play later today at 3:30. Ground ball to short. Easy play for Bauman. Throw across the diamond to Knox. Plenty of time to get Jackson Meyer. 1-2-3. Down in order go the Blue Jays. To the bottom of the sixth, Sabetha 2, Jeff West nothing. This is 3A State Baseball on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
The management and employees at Extra Tech in Sabetha cheer on the Sabetha Blue Jays and congratulate them on all their hard work and dedication. Extra Tech is also proud to be a part of the network of manufacturers located in Sabetha.
C&K Service in Sabetha wants to help you maintain your vehicle at its highest level of performance. Find out the many ways at their easy-to-navigate website, cktireservice.com. Real pricing on name-brand tires are at your fingertips. View current promotions for more savings and request a quote. All services are listed for your convenience at cktireservice.com. Schedule your appointment online or call 284-2694. That's 284-2694. C&K Service on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha, helping you get there safely.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Drew Bauman, one of just two seniors on this Jeff West team, stepping in, number two hitter. First pitch in for a strike. This one misses upstairs. One ball and one strike from Mitchell Kramer. He's thrown just 61 pitches, and we're in the bottom of the sixth. So that's a 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Jeff West, no runs, 4 hits, 1 error. Bauman swings. Skies the ball to center field. Routine play going to his left. Hauling it in is Curtis Fitzgerald. So one down. And here is Brody Keelan, who grounded out the second in the first, flew out to middle. the right fielder in the fourth. Brady Scan is on deck. He has one of Jeff West's four singles today. Jeff West has stranded four runners. Sabetha stranded just two. Fastball Kramer. This is high. Big thanks to our sponsors. We mentioned the Jeff West sponsors earlier. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball. Catches the corner. 1-1. Big thank you to Kansas Insurance, Roy Fye agent there in Sabetha. Kapurian of Sabetha. Adobe Bros, Edelman's Home Center, Extra Tech, Rolling Hills Realty, Sabetha Dental, Sailor Insurance, CNK Service, Main Street Auto Supply, Simpson Chiropractic, Sabetha Auto Parts, Pitch Missing, 2-1. Kramer comes home. High ball three. So now if you're Keelan, do you tee off on a pitch or are you patient here because you need at least one runner to get the tying runner to the plate? I would think he might be taking here 3-1. Kramer gathers himself, takes a deep breath as he goes behind the mound. Working out the windup with nobody on base. Right-handed pitcher comes home and misses a little bit high and outside. That was fairly close. Sabetha fans don't like that. That's the first walk of the game issued by either pitcher. So a one-out walk. Keelan is aboard. Here is Brady Scan, who has two home runs this year. But if you get a home run today, you're going to have to really power it out. There's no wind to aid it, no wind at all. Got to hit it over the wall down the left field line, 325 or over a taller wall, 320 down the right field line, and you got probably about 12 feet for the clear there, whereas left field be about probably 8 feet roughly. One ball, no strikes on Scan as he took the first pitch out of the zone. Runner at first is Thielen. He's stolen three bases this year, has a modest lead. Kramer comes home and delivers a strike, 1-1. Also, big thank you to our sports boosters, Sabetha Community Hospital, ComTS Trucking, Floyd's Truck Repair, Garrett Country Mart, SBS Insurance, Berwick Oil, Lucre Chiropractic, MCR Towing, Shelter Insurance, Becker Repair, and Harlan Chiropractic. There in Sabetha. The 1-1 is fouled back and off the catcher. Kramer ahead this time, 1-2 on Skayen. Cooper Watkins is on deck. Jeff West, I'd like to order up a two-run homer and tie this game with one jolt of the bat. The 1-2 pitch from Kramer and misses with a curve up high, 2-2. Kramer's been outstanding. He's thrown 71 pitches, so pitch count not an issue here. He gets all the way up to 105. 2-0, so that's the bottom of the sixth. One out, the 2-2 pitch just missed. Oh, the backdoor breaking ball, and it froze Gay in. He took it. And now it's a full count. This is a huge pitch in this game. 3-2 pitch. Runner at first. One out. Swing and a miss. Kramer fired up. Fastball a little bit out of the zone. And Skayen had to protect with two strikes, and he chased. Normally, you probably take that, but with it's a 3-2 pitch, you have two strikes. Anything close, you got to be aggressive. And as a coach, you like to see your batters swing and miss and watch a third strike down the middle. So a big punch out for Kramer. That's just his third strikeout of the ball game. And here's a breaking ball in for a strike to Cooper Watkins. The two outs, runner at first. Watkins representing the tying run, trying to help himself out. Flew out the right in the second, flew out the center in the fourth. Two flyouts for the Jeff West right-handed hurler. He takes a big sweeping curveball for strike two. On deck is Colin Croson. Kramer ahead in the count, 0-2 on Watkins. Right-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. The pitch is low. Nice stop by the catcher, Reed Mitchell, so the runner couldn't advance. 1-2. Sabetha with the navy blue uniforms, with the white numeraling and lettering, the gray pants, the gray caps with the blue bills. Jeff West, the red jerseys, white numerals and lettering, white pants, the black caps. With the red, Jeff West on the cap as this one misses inside a fastball, 2-2. First game of four today at this 3A state baseball tournament in Manhattan. Devil Lake Heston coming up next. The 2-2 pitch from Kramer to Watkins. Comes home. Boy, that did not miss by much, maybe a little bit low. And we are full again. The runner will be off on the pitch with a full count and two outs. That runner is Thielen, who reached with a one-out walk, the only walk issued by either pitcher today. Watkins versus Kramer. The 3-2 payoff pitch is on and away. Swing and a miss and a fastball. Kramer with a fist pump as he comes off the mound as Watkins strikes out swinging. Kramer with just 4 strikeouts, but back-to-back strikeouts of Skahan and Watkins in the bottom of the 6th. And the one-out walk is left on base. At the end of 6, it's Sabetha 2, Jeff West nothing. This is State Baseball for Manhattan, the 3A State Tournament on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't live in pain. Simpson Chiropractic in Sabetha combines traditional chiropractic with computerized spinal correction to relieve pain, improve balance, posture, and strengthen the spine. Call Simpson Chiropractic in Sabetha at 284-2205.
Main Street Auto Supply in Sabetha takes pride in being your locally owned supply store for all your auto parts needs. Competitive pricing and personal service are always a priority at Main Street Auto Supply. Stop in and see Miles and let him help you find what you need. Or if it's not in stock, he can get it right away for you. Main Street Auto Supply, 810 Main Street in downtown Sabetha. Open 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. weekdays and Saturdays until noon.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
About the first baseman, Ike Tramp swings at the first pitch from Watkins. Ground ball to short, Bileman to throw to first in time. One pitch, one down. And here's Micah Lang, who has hit the ball extremely hard. A line drive at the shoe tops of the shortstop, Bileman. And then he hit a ball hard to straightaway center, but right at the center fielder, Tucker Holthouse. First pitch misses outside. 79 pitches so far for Watkins. Misses outside again with a fastball, 2-0. So one down for Sabetha in the top of the 7th, trying to pull off the upset in regards to an 8-1, as this is fouled out of play. And you can sit here and say, is it really an upset? And that's no disrespect to Jeff West. They're 26-2. Sabetha's 16-12. But Sabetha, after starting the year 0-5 and 1-6, they found themselves. Lost a lot of seniors in last year's team that made it to state, as this pitch misses, 3 balls and 1 strike to Micah Lang. But they're familiar with each other, and they played twice this year, and Jeff West didn't blow them out both games. They blew them out one game. They split as the pitch misses outside. First walk of the game issued by Cooper Watkins, his 15th walk of the year. So one-out walk, Lang is aboard. So what I mean by is it a gigantic upset, people that don't know the Big East League will say it is, 16-12 versus a team 26-2, but when you look at Jeff West, one of their 2 losses was to this very Sabetha team. So as a pitch in for a strike, a breaking ball to Curtis Fitzgerald, the center fielder, who struck out in the 3rd swinging, singled and scored in the 5th, scored the 2nd run of the ball game. Lang has 1 stolen base, gets a lead at first, swing and a miss, late on a fastball up and in for Fitzgerald. So when you play a team that knows you well at state, even if you've played 5-6 times, a couple times, but Sabetha split with Jeff West, as this is foul off to the screen to our right, into the netting, still 0-2. I was asked by someone the other day, said, what are the chances of Sabetha to beat Jeff West in this game? And I said, based on what I know and my research, it's a 50-50 game. It's a toss-up. Fastball, foul straight back, still 0-2. And you say, well, what do you mean it's a toss-up? Jeff West is 26-2, so about the 16-12. But they played each other twice, and they split those 2 games. Thus, that was a 50-50 situation. Each 1-1. So it's kind of an unusual 1-versus-8 matchup. High pop-up. Foul territory. Coming over and making a fantastic catch up against the netting is Austin Knox. Austin not in the batting order. Max tucks the DH, but Knox comes over and makes a nice play for the Tiger defense. Austin, a junior, his brother Cooper on the team. Tyler Monholland and Rowan Monholland, they're brothers as well for Jeff West. So the pop-up over to the first baseman for the second out. And here is Cole Minhold stepping in. Grounded out to the third baseman in the third, singled in the fifth, but he hits a one hopper to the pitcher. Watkins over to first play in time to retire Minhold. And so now Jeff West needs to score two to keep this one going to the bottom of the seventh. Sabetha two, Jeff West nothing. Back in a moment for the 3A State Baseball Tournament Manhattan. This is MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden. For all your meat processing needs, stop by Bowser Meat Processing at 513 Palmberg. They have a great selection of fresh deli meats and cheeses, plus delicious beef jerky. That's Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Scobie Bros of Sabetha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with Senior Engineer Seth Tolleson, Wade Gerstner back with you from Toynton Family Stadium here on the campus of the K-State University in Manhattan, site of the 3A State High School Baseball Tournament. First of four games today. Silver Lake Heston coming up next. Humboldt, Russell Victoria at 3:30. Wichita Training Academy, Columbus at 5:45. Fastball almost hit the leadoff man, Colin Croson, for Jeff West. It's Croson, Tucker Holthaus, Max Tuck, anybody gets on Ryan Pressler, the 6-7-8-9 hitters for Jeff West against Mitchell Kramer, has thrown 82 pitches. He's been fantastic. Calls strike on the outer third, 1-1 to Croson. Jeff West down to their final three outs, trailing 2-0. Each team with four hits. Fastball late into the net, fouled off the bat of Croson. So he's down in the count, 1-2. Both pitchers have been fantastic. Watkins has struck out five, walked one, give up just four hits. Sabetha's able to manufacture a couple of runs. Kramer struck out four, walked just one. He's been fantastic. They've both been pitch efficient. The 1-2 delivery. Did it hit him? It did. This time Croson went ahead and wore it. It just did brush his sleeve on his left arm. Well, Kramer missed inside earlier, and I thought maybe he could have wore it. So Croson on for the second time today. First hit batter of the contest, and here is Tucker Holthaus, who grounded out to the second baseman Harder in the second, singled up the middle in the fifth, had an outstanding at bat, fouled off some pitches from Kramer, worked the count. One swing of the bat, Jeff West could tie it. Fastball, strike. Down the middle, 0-1. Holthaus does have a home run this year, hitting 308. Croson over at first. He wants to be a little bit careful. He don't want to get gunned down at second when you're not even the tying run. He does not go. Pitches low. One ball, one strike. It's always different, that final inning. You may say, well, why can't a pitcher handle the last inning, the closeout of game, just like all the innings prior? There's more pressure in that closeout inning. The 1-1 pitch is lined foul out of play to our left. Hit hard there by Holthaus, but just late on the fastball. And this is the third time through the order for these Jeff West Tigers to face Kramer. 87th pitch of the day from Kramer on the 1-2 delivery to left-handed batter Holthaus. Runner at first doesn't go. Ground ball. Second baseman Harder grabs it, throws to the shortstop. Swinger, and they get the force out. Harder kind of snow-coned that grounder. I thought he might have trouble getting the ball out of his glove, but it's in time for the force out. So a fielder's choice. One out, and here is Max Tuck, the designated hitter, with 11 RBIs. Grounded out to the shortstop in the second, flew out the left. He's 0 for 2. Double play would send Sabetha to the semis tomorrow. Breaking ball, curve in for a strike, 0-1. Sabetha has made it to state six times. They won state titles 18-19. Last 3 years, they made it to state Each of the last 3 years, they've been bounced in the first game. Pop-up could be some trouble, but Winger backpedals and makes the catch in the outfield field turf behind a shortstop position. Nice job. Nice read by Winger. Retreats and makes the catch on the pop-up. And now it's up to Ryan Pressler to extend this ball game. Sabetha fans are standing on their feet, hoping this is the last batter that Mitchell Kramer has to face. 89 pitches for Kramer. ERA under 2 coming in. Hasn't given up a run here today. First round of the state tournament. And the pitch is a called strike. You could right hear the Sabetha fans in the background. Ryan Pressler, the catcher for Jeff West, struck out looking in the third, flew out to right in the fifth. 0-1 pitch is low. That appeared to be the right call. 1-1. Fans reacting. Catcher Reed Mitchell kind of put his hand like it was low. Runner's got a good lead over at first. The 1-1 pitch to Pressler. Called strike. Curveball. Kramer's been able to throw that off-speed pitch in for a strike the last couple of innings. So now Pressler has to choke up on the bat a little bit and protect. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, runner at first. Pressler represents a tying run. It could also be the final out of the game. Jeff West sees it. They are sitting on the edge. The 1-2, and time was called before the pitch. It was right down the middle, but time was called. So Kramer will have to do it all over again here. Pressler simply trying to extend the game, get on base any way he can, get hit by a pitch. Here's the 1-2. Called strike 3, and the Sabetha Blue Jays, the 8th seed, knock off the number 1 seed and the Big East League regular season champions, the Jeff West Tigers. Your final, Sabetha 2, Jeff West nothing, behind the gym by Blue Jay starting pitcher Mitchell Kramer. Sabetha moves on to the semis tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. and for the first time in 4 years, they get past the first day of this state tournament. What a performance. It was a pitcher's duel between Mitchell Kramer and Cooper Watkins, and the difference in this game is Sabetha had 4 hits. Jeff West had 4 hits, but Jeff West, their 4 hits were strung out over 4 innings. 1 hit in the first, the second, the fourth, and the fifth, whereas Sabetha, their 4 hits all came in 2 innings. 2 hits in the fourth, 2 in the fifth. They scratch across a run in the fourth, and 1 in the fifth, and that's all Mitchell Kramer needed. Ike Tramp made an outstanding defensive play in the first inning to save a run on an errant throw from the shortstop. Came off the bag, tagged the runner. If he doesn't make that play, this game could be completely different. Jeff West would have had the early lead, a little momentum, would have been up 1-0. So sometimes the biggest play in a game could very well be one that happens in the first inning, not always the last inning or two. So what a performance. This Sabetha baseball team, ladies and gentlemen, they started the year 0-5. That's right. They started the year 0-5, 1-6. Their seniors have been to state all 4 years of their careers, making a 6th appearance in 8 years as a program. The back-to-back titles in 18 and 19, but they have never been able to get back to the semis since. The last 3 years, each time losing in the quarterfinals, the first round. And Jeff West, obviously a tough pill to swallow. What a year they had. They started 17-0. They won the first ever Big East League regular season title. Went 18-2 in league play. But 2 of their 3 losses come to Sabetha. Their other loss to Nemaha Central. They had 3 wins over 3A state qualifier Silver Lake. Jeff West had 1 heck of a season. But it comes to an end with a record of 26-3 at state for the first time since 2012. State runners up in 91 and 3rd in 94, but their season is done. After 1 game against Big East League rival and foe, the Sabetha Blue Jays. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. Sabetha 0-5 to start the year. Now they're 17-12, and they played Jeff West 3 times this year, and they won 2 of them, and the most important one being the rubber match here today at the 3A state tournament in Manhattan. We'll go through all the totals and more coming up. Sabetha punches their ticket to the 3A state semifinals for the first time since 2019, thanks to a 2-0 shutout over Jeff West. Our postgame show begins in a few minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tubs. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tubs controlled consistent consumption fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs. And with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you, because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
At Sabetha Dental, they know that the last thing you want to think about is going to the dentist, even when you're in pain and need to go now. That's why Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer are the right choice for you. Whether you need a major tooth overhaul or a checkup, Sabetha Dental has professional, friendly atmosphere with highly trained staff that will put you at ease. Sabetha Dental offers hometown dentistry with the precision touch. No insurance? No problem. Single and family memberships are available. Trust your teeth to Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer at Sabetha Dental.
C&K Service in Sabetha wants to help you maintain your vehicle at its highest level of performance. Find out the many ways at their easy-to-navigate website, cktireservice.com. Real pricing on name-brand tires are at your fingertips. View current promotions for more savings and request a quote. All services are listed for your convenience at cktireservice.com. Schedule your appointment online or call 284-2694. That's 284-2694. C&K Service on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha, helping you get there safely.
When it comes to real estate in Northeast Kansas, it's not just about buying and selling, it's about people. At Rolling Hills Realty, we believe every client deserves a partner who listens, understands, and truly cares. With a deep understanding of the local market and a genuine passion for connecting with folks from all walks of life, we make the process feel less like business and more like a conversation with a trusted friend. Whether you're searching for a new place to call home or ready to move on to your next chapter, we're here to help on your terms at your pace. Visit RollingHillsRealty.com to see the latest listings and find out how Rolling Hills Realty can help you feel right at home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Kirshner back with you from Thornton Family Stadium here in Manhattan on the campus of Kansas State University. Normally the home of the K-State Wildcats, but home of the 3A State High School Baseball Tournament and the Sabetha Blue Jays. The 8 seed coming into the tournament with a record of 16-12. Knock off the number 1 seed, Jeff West, who was 26-2. Your final, Sabetha 2. Jeff West, nothing. Jeff West ends their incredible year, 26-3. Sabetha improves to 17-12. They'll play in the semifinals tomorrow at 11 a.m. against the winner of our next game, Silver Lake, the 4 seed, versus Heston, the 5 seed. Later today at 3:30, it'll be Humboldt versus Russell Victoria. Humboldt, the 2 seed. Russell Victoria, the 7. Wichita Trinity, the 3 seed, against Columbus, the 6 seed, at 5:45 tonight. Semis tomorrow, 11-1:15. And Sabetha will be in that semifinal tomorrow morning at 11. We'll have it for you. More than likely here on 103.9 KNZA, but it'll be on one of our stations, I can assure you of that. And it could be another Big East League matchup if Silver Lake wins later today against Heston, which we'll have for you that Silver Lake-Heston game on our sister station, 96.9 The Pulse. If Silver Lake wins, there'll be another Big East League matchup tomorrow in the semis at 11 a.m. Well, it's interesting when you look at these two baseball programs. Jeff West, they had lost in the regional championship game for the past 5 years. They hadn't been to state since 2012. They got over the hump and made it to state. Likewise, Sabetha, in a little different way, they were making their fourth straight state tournament this year, and they, too, in their own way, get over the hump, because the last 3 years, each of those seasons ended in the first round, the quarterfinals of the 3A state baseball tournament. Today, they get the job done. And one of the big reasons why, their right-handed starting pitcher, Mitchell Kramer, improves a 3-3 on the year, a complete game, threw about 90 pitches, 7 innings, a complete game shutout, scattered 4 hits, walked 1, hit a batter there in the final inning, struck out 5, He was absolutely brilliant. Cooper Watkins was outstanding as well. The starting pitcher, Jeff West, it's his first loss of the year. Goes 11-1, and Cooper Watkins is a junior. He'll be back to torment the league again next year. He gave up just 4 hits as well. 2 runs, both earned a walk, and 5 strikeouts. The final line, Sabetha, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They left just 3 on the base paths. Jeff West, no runs, 4 hits, 1 error. They stranded 6. So Watkins takes the loss. Kramer gets the win. Both pitchers were absolutely fantastic and both deserved the win here today. And difference in the game, just a couple of things when you look at it. Go back to the first inning where Corbin Mayer reached in the bottom of the first on a single, stole a base, and there were 2 outs. He was over at third, and Brady Skahan hit a ground ball to the shortstop winger. His throw was wide of the bag, and Ike Tramp leapt into the air to his left in front of the bag, caught it, and in one big motion swiped and tagged the runner Skahan before he stepped on the bag. Alert, heads-up, outstanding defensive web gem there by Tramp. He doesn't make that tag or make that catch. It's an error. The run scores. Jeff West up 1-0 at the end of one. Maybe they get more. Who knows? Instead, Tramp saved the day. That was the biggest defensive play of the game, quite frankly, for Sabetha. And then offensively, Cooper Watkins was dealing. He retired the first 9 Sabetha batters. Sabetha aggressive plate, putting the ball in play. But Watkins was very pitch efficient, and he had a perfect game through 3. Sabetha came to the plate in the top of the 4th. It was Winger with a leadoff single, then Reed Mitchell with a ground ball right behind the base runner Winger in the right field. Winger alertly went from 1st to 3rd. Mitchell reached on the single, then he stole 2nd, so there's runners at 2nd and 3rd for Sabetha. And then Mitchell Kramer struck out against Watkins for the first out, and then Jayton Meyer, infield was pulled in for a play at the plate because I think both coaches knew one run might be enough today, and it ended up being that way, so that ended up getting 2. Meyer hit a ground ball to shortstop Beilman. Beilman threw home. Throw was just a little bit high enough to where the catcher had to go up and grab it with the glove and then come down and tag. It was a bang-bang play, and good effort by Jeff West. And Winger got a good lead over at 3rd, and that might have been the difference in him scoring, as he just did slide across home plate under the tag, which was the right call to the home plate umpire. And so that was the one run that Sabetha got in the 4th to lead 1-0. And then they get another run in the 5th when Curtis Fitzgerald, reached on a single with 1 out, and then Cole Minhold singled. 1st and 2nd. Isaac Carter laid down a bunt. Cooper Watkins couldn't handle it. Ended up being an error. So the bases loaded, nobody out. Actually, 1 out, I should say. Bases loaded, 1 out. And Watkins had a chance to work out of it. But Kyler Winger hit a fly ball to left. And Brady Skahan did a good job of coming up on the ball, catching it, and then tried to gun down the runner, Fitzgerald, who was coming down from 3rd to tag up and score. And the throw was offline. Fitzgerald scored. Minhold then was thrown out, advancing a 2nd and 3rd to end the inning, but Sabetha was able to get that 2nd run, which is certainly nice to have a little breathing room for your pitcher, where one swing of the bat won't beat you, solo homer won't tie the game or anything like that. You have a little insurance. Sabetha was up 2-0 at the end of 5, and then didn't have a hit the rest of the game. So Watkins gave up just 4 hits, but Sabetha bunched the 4 hits. 2 in the 4th, back-to-back singles by Winger and Mitchell, and then they got 2 hits in the 5th on back-to-back singles by Fitzgerald and Minhold, and then Carter reached on the air and eventually a sack fly. So Sabetha had to kind of manufacture 2 runs, low-scoring game, 2 great pitchers. Sometimes that's all you can do offensively is try to scratch across a run or two, and maybe it's enough, and it was for Sabetha today. So Jeff West ends our season 26-3. We'll go through the hitters real quick before we wrap it up. Sabetha had 4 hits, as I mentioned. Kyler Winger with a single and a run scored. Reed Mitchell with a single. Curtis Fitzgerald a single and a run scored, and Cole Minhold a single. That was all the offense for Sabetha today, but it was enough. Jeff West, Corbin Mayer had a single, Colin Croson with a single, Brady Skahan with a single and a stolen base, and I think that's, and then Tucker Holthouse had a single in the 5th. So We had 8 hits in the game, all singles, no extra base hits, just one error, just 2 walks, one by each pitcher, only one hit batter. A very quick moving game, and both pitchers were outstanding. But Kramer was, well, he won't want to say perfect, but he did throw a shutout, didn't give up a run, and came up with 2 big strikeouts there in the 6th when Thielen had reached on a 1-out walk. He struck out Skahan and Watkins, and that was big in the bottom of the 6th, and then works around the hit batter, the leadoff there in the 7th, to get Sabatha the victory and move them to the state semifinals tomorrow at 11 a.m. Big thank you to our sponsors. Couldn't do it without them. Jeff West sponsors Mammoth Sports Construction, Bowser Meat Processing, Denison State Bank, Daily Ag, Atchison Auto Parts, Benedictine College, Kramer Insurance, Heinen PHE, 1890 Ice House, and Dirt Road Junk Fest. Big thanks to those Jeff West Tigers sponsors. Also big thanks to our Sabatha sponsors, which include Sabatha Auto Parts, Simpson Chiropractic, Main Street Auto Supply, C&K Service, Sailor Insurance, Sabatha Dental, Rolling Hills Realty, Extrutech, Edelman's Home Center, Scobie Bros, Coperion, there in Sabatha, Kansas Insurance, Roy Fry Agent, Sabatha Community Hospital, Guy MTS Trucking, Floyd's Truck Repair, Garrett Country Mart, Berwick Oil, SBS Insurance, Luker Chiropractic, MCR Towing, Becker Repair, Harling Chiropractic there in Sabatha, and also Shelter Insurance. Couldn't do it without those sponsors. Big thanks to our studio engineer, Seth Paulson, back there in Hiawatha, as Sabatha moves on to the state semis tomorrow at 11 a.m., and we'll have it for you on the radio. As the Blue Jays, the 8th seed, improves to 17-12, shutting out the number 1 seed, Jeff West, ends their year at 26-3. Mitchell Kramer, a complete game shutout on the bump for the Blue Jays as they advance in this 3A state tournament in Manhattan. Stay tuned. Silver Lake Heston coming up on our sister station, 96.9 The Pulse. Thanks for tuning in to high school baseball from the 3A state tournament in Manhattan on 103.9 KNZA. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio. The place.